the obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this is an against my will NFL schedule blitz. Oh, I know the other shows. They're like waxing their flagpoles about the schedule.
What do you have?
I think this is the dumbest thing in sports. So like
there, okay.
No. We're about to get into it.
There are so many dumber things in sports than this.
Okay, fine. NIL than this. Okay, David, hit the music.
So let's go through what we have already. There's been a ton of games already announced. So let's go through it here. We have the opener already. We have the Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys on September 4th. Let's get through the international slate, though. The international slate, their games were announced today. We have September 5th. We have the, I always do it. I was about to call them the San Diego Chargers. We have the Chargers against the Chiefs in Brazil. That is per a report there.
Why?
That would be September, what is that date again? Fifth. September 5th.
Okay, first of all, the surface was dangerous, and you had a major star get hurt last year. Let's make sure we roll out and do it again.
Fly teams
halfway across the globe to do this.
With important quarterbacks there.
You can add to this. Guys, just stay on the hotel compound. Don't leave.
Yeah.
Don't go sightseeing.
Don't want to see you get kidnapped or anything.
Right, don't get kidnapped. Good luck. But enjoy Brazil. Brazil.
We're somewhere a little safer. Let's get to the Dublin game that is on September 28th at 9:30 a.m. on NFL Network. You have the Vikings visiting the Steelers.
I'm going to say this, and I'll take all the slander. I hate football at 9:30 in the morning, especially on a Sunday. And whether you're a churchgoer like David or you just like your Sunday morning to run errands and do the things you got to do, I don't need football at 9:30. So F all of this globetrotting nonsense. Now, if you're Kenny, you're hungover, you can barely get off the couch, click football. Noted. For the rest of us who are trying to be productive adults, I hate all of this.
I'm right there with you because I normally forget about the game until it's like in the second quarter or halftime. I'm like, oh, yeah, because it's never really a game that I care about. David, I mean, I'm sure you will because it's your team.
Yeah, I watch this one.
I'm with you, man. 9:30 does not scream NFL at all. If they're going to go overseas and play, you know what? I don't know what the time difference is, but at least play it 3 hours later. Start it at 12:30.
And the following week, the Vikings will stay overseas, and they will go to London to face the Cleveland Browns. All of these games are at 9:30. And then you have October 12th.
Well, hold on. If now this is one, Mike, for your cash or ticket, I would just go ahead and take the Vikings and whatever the point spread is.
Because they'll be there already.
They're used to the time difference. They're used to everything. And they'll just be waiting for the Cleveland Browns, massacre them, whether it's Shador or whoever. So, yeah, that's the only guaranteed game I can give you, that game right there, Vikings.
October 12th, you have the Broncos and the Jets. October 19th in London, you have the Rams and the Jags. Then in Berlin on November 9th, you have the Falcons and the Colts. Then to finish off the international slate this year, November 16th, you have Washington against the Miami Dolphins.
See, that seems like a throwaway game to me. That seems like a game that you probably should have been played, if anything, a 3:30, 4 o'clock start. That's like two pretty good teams. And because to me, it's what the Thursday night games used to be. Put your bad teams on, let them have that one primetime game. Yeah, the Commanders and Dolphins, that's a waste.
By the way, that September 5th game in Brazil will be exclusively on YouTube.
Oh, even better.
It's free, but it's on YouTube.
That's just
you got to find somewhere else to watch.
Even better.
That's free. So everybody has YouTube.
Correct, but it's just another place you got to go. Let's get to a Week 10 matchup.
You'll be okay.
No.
You'll make it through.
No, because this segment represents everything wrong with sports. Everything.
This segment.
This. All of this. The greed, the oversaturation, the way that they are monetizing. Forget about the game. Forget about who gets to broadcast 1 o'clock or who's got the rights. We're piecemealing individual games for bounty. Yeah. We're selling a Black Friday game for $150 million. It's ruining the most special thing about football. I'm ready to watch football on Sunday at 1 o'clock and then 4 o'clock, and then we've been waiting all day for Sunday night. That's football. The rest of this is garbage.
It's evolving, Mike.
It's not evolving. It's greed.
Well, I'll
greed
give,
is not evolution.
I'll give you that Black Friday matchup.
Put it this way. NFL ain't going to go backwards, so it evolved.
But that's not evolution!
If it changed, that is evolution.
Okay.
Black Friday game will be on November 28th. It is going to be the Bears at the Eagles.
Good.
At
you
3
watch
p.m.
that. You watch
Prime
Black Friday.
Video.
It's ridiculous. Okay. So why do we need a Black Friday game? That's when Nebraska and Iowa are supposed to play. Why do we have to have a Black Friday game? That's a college football day.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
That's the NFL. Don't yell at me. I had nothing to do with the NFL. So you're not going to watch the game at all?
Absolutely not.
At all?
No, okay. just like when they put idiotic NFL games against the college football playoff, I'm not watching those.
I will give you that update, because the weekend there's going to be a triple header in the college football playoff.
They're going up right against it.
It's two NFL games that day. So, yes.
Ridiculous.
On in week 10, Monday Night Football.
See, hold on. 15. See, hold on, David. See, I would think the way you flip channels, that would be the perfect day for you, because you could just go from game to game to game.
I don't need it.
And you don't have to go out and go to an app. You could just stay on your cable package and just watch it all.
Why can't we just have college be separate from the NFL? That's the way it always has been, for a good reason. We don't need this, just like we don't need games on Christmas Day.
Well, the Week 10 Monday night game will be the Eagles at the Packers. I do have your Christmas matchup there. It will be the Broncos at the Chiefs on December 25th. That's the only one so far announced. There will be two more.
So, three games on Christmas.
Yeah, there will be three games on Christmas.
That's nice.
The weekend before that.
That's the Amazon Prime game.
Yes, the weekend before that, you have a doubleheader. On Fox, this is, I believe, the college football tripleheader day. You have the Eagles at the Commanders, and then you have the Packers at the Bears on Saturday,
December
20th. They're
going right for college football's throat, because those are actually, on paper, may mean nothing by the time we get there, on paper, those are premium matchups.
Correct.
They're going, that ain't Jags-Titans on a Thursday night in 2007.
Not the Browns and the Bengals,
and
no.
I think what they're banking on is going to be like the first round of college games this year. Aside from the Arizona State game, they weren't really games.
Yeah, you really going to bet on that, though? You really should. Whatever.
It's the NFL, David. They're not afraid of anybody.
No, and I think Rico's right.
They took on the NBA and said, wait, that Christmas thing, that's pretty good.
David,
how about
Rico's
we
right, though, because the college football playoff is broken. Why? Greed. Too many teams.
You're exactly
the
right.
The games are going to be awful. Rico's right. I don't expect the first round games to be magically delicious this year. They're going to be garbage again. What are you sipping on? What is that? That looks exotic.
It does look exotic.
What is that?
It's pink lemonade.
Wow.
And I'll close it out with
this.
You don't
see that every day.
I'll close it out with this. With the most miles traveled this year on their schedule, 37,000 miles for the Chargers, least 8,000 miles for the Bengals. That's the most and least.
Real quick, before we close it out, David, you guys gave me a fact I did not know today.
What's that?
Your Giants have on paper, the toughest schedule.
Yes, they do.
Followed by the Lions or two.
Yep.
Wow. And the easiest schedule, of course, privileged 49ers.
There you go. Which our response to it was?
They were a broken team.
Ah.
Yeah, so reward them with this. Okay, got you. That is your NFL schedule blitz.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.